Welcome to the show. You know what time it is. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday night. This is Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Guy Sports Talk Radio, this is what we're about. Gambling tips, the big wagers, the biggest games. Do you want to be on the right side? Listening to the radio show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside, recapping what happens during the week and also what's going to happen along with future impacts and upcoming matchups. Gambling tips is what we're all about. What we look for, why is the line moving? Public versus Vegas. This is the show where it all goes down exclusively on TrendBetting.com. A sensational summer ahead of full baseball action, NBA playoffs in full swing, NHL playoffs in full swing. What a great time to be in the industry, folks. Sit back, grab a chair, grab the best cigar you have. Listen up. It's Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition, Major League Baseball, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. A lot to do on the show tonight and a lot of fun. But I preface it by saying, I have no action on tonight's games whatsoever. You heard that right. I have nothing in play tonight, and it feels good because we made the right decision. What I mean by that is, if you don't love what you're putting out there, don't risk any money on it. Live to fight another day. Think long term, folks. No big deal. There was a full card today, Major League Baseball. You know, not one of the, you know, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday type cards. But you just have to deal with it sometimes and move on. And as I watched the Houston Astros and the Cleveland Indians, we had a nice lean all day long, probably up to about 3:30 afternoon, when we were going to fire on the Cleveland Indians. They're down 1-0 right now. Overholzer, for some reason, is keeping that Cleveland offense down, but it just didn't feel right with the numbers that we mashed out on whether to fire or stay away from the game, so we just sat it out. And if this game loses in the first five, which a lot of people are on the Cleveland Indians, and I really can't fault you because this kid has been lights out for the Cleveland Indians pitching this year. Overholzer got sent down to AAA. He's got about a 5.5 ERA in AAA and got rocked his last time he pitched in Major League Baseball. Last night, coming off a nice win, we had Trevor Bauer yesterday in the first five with the Cleveland Indians. We pushed that game 2-2, got down 2-0 right away in the first inning as Lumberjack Evan Gattis hit one up about around his eyes out of the ballpark. But then again, we did get a push out of that 2-0 and had an easy, easy winner yesterday on the over with the Los Angeles Angels and the Texas Rangers. So another fantastic day for us. We're going to recap everything, which is what's going on. You see the Twitter, you see the Facebook pages there. We're doing really well, and we'll go over that in just a few moments. But just to get back to my opening point on the show tonight, you hear me preach about it all the time. Right now we have two shows, Monday and Thursday. But at least for a couple minutes a show, I'd like to give you my thoughts on my betting strategy, because as I said again, we get a lot of people listening for the first time each and every week, and I'd just like to get them an understanding of what we actually look at and why we do a lot of things in this betting game. But tonight is a perfect example. Now, hey, it's the fourth inning. They're down 1-0. Cleveland could come back in the next, you know, inning and a half. Maybe get a 3-run blast, 2-run blast, you know, if Houston doesn't score any more runs. But I can't stress it enough. If you don't like the action you have, don't play it. You can always live to fight another day. It's going to be another 15 games tomorrow. Already scoped out the card. I see some good spots that I like, which later in the show, we're going to get a real fresh look and see exactly what's going on in Major League Baseball tomorrow, where our leans might be. And again, we never fire, typically, until we see those starting lineups. But we have a good idea, and once we get through a couple of the websites, we'll go over the websites that I like to use a lot, which can be really, really helpful to the novice handicapper and also the expert handicapper. You want to keep things simple when betting baseball games and don't outthink yourself. You know, I do like to look, and as I say, with, you know, the line moving, public versus Vegas, of course you want to take that in the play when going over Major League Baseball, NFL football, or college basketball also. But I can't stress it enough. Use all the information to your advantage. What I mean by that is if you have a good handicapper who's on a roll, see what he's doing correctly there. Somebody who might not be, you know, in a good way, see what they're actually using in the way they're capping games. But never stop learning in the gambling business. I've been doing this over 20 years. If somebody has something worthwhile, I'm certainly going to listen to it because it doesn't hurt. Be a sponge in the gambling game. And most importantly, again, only fire on what you're truly comfortable with. We have no plays in action tonight. It's just a night where we sit back, grab a cocktail. As I said, you know I love to smoke cigars. Take a look at tomorrow's games, but also in a couple leans that we had for this evening. I always like to see how that went. And, yeah, I got to admit, I mean, it does feel good when you had a lean on the game and it ends up not winning because you really didn't love it and you say, huh, look at that, save myself some money, get a little bit of a pat on the back. I mean, I get all that, and it's a lot of fun. But then again, it's all about winning money, and take this as a long-term approach. I cannot say it enough. So let's go over a couple quick points here tonight. Welcome, folks, again to the radio show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, myself, Donnie Wrightside. This is Guy Sports Talk Radio. It's what I love to do. Right now we do the show on Mondays and Thursdays. Pretty soon, hopefully, we're going to be doing this at least 5 times a week. Would love to do it Monday through Friday and certainly do it a little bit earlier in the day so we can catch up and go over some night matchups, see what looks good. And especially during football season, there's endless amounts of information, games, line movements, injuries that you can go over. And that's going to be a lot of fun in football season also. Down the line on the show, we're eventually going to take phone calls. I'd love to hear from the listeners out there as well as family and friends on what we can do better from ourself as well as going over the information and certainly improving down the line. Recapping what happens during the week, very important as we're going to go over tonight, what's going on for future impact and upcoming matchups. And as you know, I love this show because I want to take a look at some information that's going on over the weekend. A little bit later in the show, I'm going to go over my thoughts, most importantly, on this tricky betting sports weekend. If you're a novice gambler out there and you don't really know, All-Star Weekend is coming up. What that means on Thursday, or on Saturday and Sunday, we'll go over that in a little bit and the impact that it has over games and what I've seen over the years and what could possibly make sense. Maybe make you some money, but more importantly, hopefully, save you some money on maybe some errors that you might be making down the line when betting this weekend because it is a little bit tricky, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. Gambling tips, what we're looking for, why the line is moving, public versus Vegas, always important, especially in college football and also NFL football. About myself, folks, been in the game over 20 years. Online, been about 3 years with my website, Right Side Value Plays, and also with my home base there at trendbetting.com. 401k approach, you know, in football season, I mean, you're looking at 5 plays in 7 days. That's it. Baseball season, a little bit more because we use a tactic in one of the, I don't even want to call it a system, but just the way we like to lay it out. If the value is there, we're going to fire on it. If the value is not there, we're just going to sit it out. Some days, as of tonight, you don't get any plays, but also there are other days where you're going to get 4 or 5, maybe 6 plays, depending on if we like the card that much. So always important. So we'll check a couple things out. A little bit on how we like to go over those games. As I said, we're going to cap a few games for tomorrow and give a little bit of pointers on that as well. NCAA football, NCAA basketball, NFL, Major League Baseball, it's what we live to do. You see the videos I put out there. I do want to get to doing that a little bit more when we get some more time on that also. If you want to check me out on Twitter, at RightsideVP. If you go to Facebook, at Donnie Wrightside there. Love to converse, love to go over information. Hey, if you think you got a hot game on the night, let me know about it, and I'll give you my thoughts on it there. Obviously, also, give you information on where to buy my plays and packages, of course, on trendbetting.com. So, again, it's been a real fun week, and we're going to recap that in just a few moments. But I do want to go over the reason why we do the radio show tonight, folks. It's trendbetting.com, a full-service, all-star lineup of people that can help you out, build your bankroll, and win money. If you have not been to the site yet, it's trendbetting.com. When you get there, you want to click on the experts tab, that little thing there with the flash bulb. Go to the team. You're going to see everybody there. It's something for everyone. If you like horse racing, you like hockey, you like NASCAR, UFC, Major League Baseball, NFL, if you like to bet favorites, you like to bet dogs, you like to bet parlays, you like to bet run lines, it doesn't matter. Every single thing you want is there on this well-rounded team. Lucky Lance Williams had a fantastic idea for a website 3 years ago. Reached out to me at the very beginning. We went over a couple things. He knew I was on my own website and would not just come over any fly-by-night website. But we talked for a long time. The vision was right. And what that vision is winning and building your bankroll, but doing it with integrity. You see me online, and I say this week after week, show after show. You know when I win, but you also know when I lose. I'm not the type of guy that's going to post a 3-0 day. You don't see me for the next 4 days on Twitter, and I post I went 3-0 again. Well, you didn't see the 1-2, 0-3, 1-4 type days in between, because that wouldn't be fair, because all we want to do is promote ourselves as winners and we hit 75%. That's not the case, folks. That's not the case at all. You want to win long-term, but you want to do it with dignity as well. You know when we win. You know when we lose also. If we're not going to put our money on a game, Summers tonight with myself and my service, I'm not going to put you on a game. I don't have any action. I didn't throw down a couple $100 on a game just to get action and sit back and watch. That's not what I'm about. Money is real. We like to build that bankroll the right way, and that's the vision that we have with trendbetting.com. Full team of experts there to help you out. Very friendly. Reach out to us on Twitter. Reach out to us on Facebook. Everything you need is there and waiting for you. The lineup reads as this: Lucky Lance Williams, myself, Donnie Wrightside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Frank Buzz the Saffinator, and also Brian Perks. As I said, everything is there waiting for you, from golf all the way to NASCAR. It's all encompassing. Everybody does something a little bit different and with a little bit different of a technique. It's not a fly-by-night website. We're not going to hand you out the New York Giants on Monday night when they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles, and then three other guys will hand you out the Eagles, and half of us will hand out the over, half or under, to make sure somebody wins and comes back. That's not what we're about. We all work together as a team and certainly trade information back and forth and also go over the lines and numbers and share information the entire day. So come check out the team at trendbetting.com. Again, a full-service website. Everything is there to help you out. On the show tonight, folks, a lot we're going to go over. Recapping what happened last week with myself and my service, go over a couple bits of information on today's games, and also get that real fresh look tomorrow when going over and capping games. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back on the other side. Long Shots Radio Primetime Major League Baseball Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Glad you stayed with us there. We're going to go over some information. Let's get you caught up on some baseball scores earlier in the day. The Royals did top the Rays 8-3. Nate Karn's one of my favorite young pitchers. I could probably say that about each and every one of the Tampa Bay pitchers there. I just like their pitching staff. I like the way they go out and scout. I like the way they pick players. I like the way those players play. And I always think there's a little bit of value on those Tampa Bay Rays, since most people don't trust them, and rightfully so. They got waxed today, coming in about plus anywhere between plus 110 to plus 115. I believe that game went all for the Rays, but they did lose there. White Sox and the Shark, Jeff Samardzija, over the Blue Jays 2-0. And if you know me and you talk to me a lot, you know my one of my overall stances is never cap a knuckleballer in a game. So, you know, whatever they were doing, and, you know, I didn't care. As soon as I saw Samardzija against knuckleballer Ari Dickey there, excuse me, I don't know why that escaped my mind there, versus Ari Dickey, just threw the game out the window, just going to sit back and watch it and not really take too much from it other than entertainment. But the White Sox did win 2-0. Yankees 6-2 winner over the Oakland Athletics. I like the Yankees team with Ellsbury back at the top. I mean, Ellsbury, Gardner, very good way to start off your lineup. Two really good guys, which looking like they're probably going to end up, you know, if Ellsbury can stay healthy and Gardner stay healthy, have a 1-2 punch at the top of the lineup with a little bit of power and both hitting over 300. Keep an eye on them going down the road. If somehow they can just put CC on permanent IR, I think that would improve their pitching staff. And it is, looks like Tanaka had a decent game today, but some reason, it just feels like, you know, dental floss is holding together his elbow at this point, and I just think it might go at any time. I hope it doesn't, because, hey, in a money fantasy league, he is one of my pitchers, so I hope he doesn't just hit the skids and get out of town. But I don't know, man. I've seen it before. I've seen it a lot. Once that elbow starts getting some wear and tear on it and you're trying to rehab it, a la Cliff Lee, who refuses to get surgery for the Philadelphia Phillies, most of the time doesn't end all that well. But they won easy there. And the Nightcaps here tonight, Pittsburgh and the Cardinals are in a rain delay. Astros have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth over the Indians. Marlins 1-0 lead over the Reds. That's my boy Jose Fernandez on the mound tonight. Wanted to see him get a few starts before we can actively cap that guy and see exactly what's going on, but we'll keep an eye on Jose Fernandez. But it looks like he's dealing tonight through four scoreless innings versus Cincinnati Reds, who have a damn good lineup. Joey Votto, Todd Frazier, I mean, Marlon Byrd, Phillips is in there tonight. That was a full-go lineup, Billy Hamilton batting in that nine hole. So that was a full-go lineup tonight. If he's pitching really well, he's going to be on our radar over the upcoming next few starts. And hopefully my man Big Gio can get back in the next couple of weeks and add some formidable firepower to that lineup. Because overall, when you look at it, when you have a decent starter on the mound, a la Jose Fernandez, that's a really good team once Giancarlo Stanton is back in the lineup. Got a lot of balance there. D. Gordon might be the best leadoff hitter in baseball at this point. So, I mean, it's definitely a valid thing to watch on the way down. Tigers 1-0 over the Twins. Leadoff home run by Ian Kinsler, which is no shame because you know me, I hate Pelfrey on the mound. When that guy's on the mound, it's like Danny Duffy's on the mound. I don't trust him. You know, or Guthrie on the mound for Kansas City. When those tomato cans get out there, I don't care what their numbers are. They're just soft pitchers. If you get a man on third and one out, that guy's coming home because they can't strike him out. Big spots where they need a shutdown inning. There's two outs in the inning. Next, you know, there's five straight singles, and you're going to lose your wager on that. Been there, done that before, folks. So, I mean, just one of those things that you like to keep an eye on down there, those tomato can pitchers that can't strike anybody out. Be leery of them. I don't know if you hear, it was nice some weather coming through tonight, so hopefully we don't lose power and can certainly continue to do the show. Now, let's get to the good stuff tonight, folks. Filling up your pockets, that's what we're all about in the gambling game. And for the past couple weeks, month, whatever you name it, we've been doing that with Donnie Wrightside, no question about it. TrendBetting.com filling the packets up. Wrightside Value Plays filling the wallet up as well. It's been a lot of fun just to go over some of the quick numbers there. Monitored on handicapperswatchdog.com. Over the past 14 days, 16 and 10, that's 61.5%, up over 14.6 units. If we take a look and jot that back to the last 21 days, 26 and 18, 59%, that's 19.15 units. Take it all the way back to a full 31 days, that is 38 and 28, 58%, 17.65 units. If we take a look just in the last 7 days there, 8 and 2, that's 80%, plus 27.75 units of pure profit. This week alone, we are 2-0, plus 10 units, and certainly looking to get right into this next weekend and build that bankroll the right way, take a couple days off for All-Star break, come back and crush the rest of July as we have been doing. But looking at those games yesterday, we've only had, interesting note here, we only bet first five innings. You know that as well. We have only three wagers this year, which were on totals, and they've really been kicking butt, and it's really been nice. Every once in a while, you find that game. And again, I'm not a totals guy, but with the numbers I use, when they really match up and you look at the game and say, you know, there's really no edge in this pitching matchup, both these guys can get lit up. And if the batting numbers match up correctly, you got to fire on it. I said yesterday while I was talking with the team at Trend Betting, you know, you go behind the scenes, I said, don't be surprised if this game ends up with 10 runs over the first five innings. The over was five, which is pretty steep for me. I usually like to factor in those games at 4 and 4.5, where if you get a 3-2 game after five innings, you get the winner. But that number was at 5 for a reason in that Texas and Arizona game. Hellickson was on the mound, and Harrison, who has a 6.5 ERA with three back surgeries for the Texas Rangers, that game ended up really easy, and that game ended exactly 7-3 after five innings. Got the exact 10 runs I was looking for, so it was very, very easy. You didn't have to sweat that game at all. The night before, we actually went 1-0 also. But the one thing that was kind of interesting about that is that Pittsburgh Pirates game. Should have had the winner in that. I mean, McCutchen hits a rocket, which should have been landing about 5 to 6 rows back. Justin Upton puts on his Air Jordans circa 1995, jumps back there and steals a home run, which we ended up with a 2-2 tie. Thank goodness that Kang came through with a triple with the next batter, but there's one out and a man on third. They couldn't get that run home from the win. But, hey, beggars can't be choosers. We'll always take the 1-0 night and move on. As I said again, we don't even have anything in action. We did take a look at two games. One was the Cleveland Indians and the Houston Astros today. Valbuena came back in the lineup. Just got a little bit scared. I mean, this kid is really good, and he's already through four innings. He's only given up a solo home run to Hank Conger, a couple base hits there in between. But this is his fifth start. I mean, he's a really good pitcher, it looks like, hunkering down there. Just didn't know if Cleveland could hit enough, even though they were going against Oberholzer, which is a terrible pitcher. But for some reason, that Indians lineup, unless it's, you know, Kipnis putting in all the work there, you're not really going to get too much out of it. And it looks like that's exactly what's happening right now, as Cleveland has not scored a run yet, and it's entering into the fifth. So they only have three outs to put up a run on the board, and that's even if they can keep this Houston offense from not scoring anymore. They have a man on second with one out. So if they drive in a run, that's going to be a tough one. But, hey, I've seen it all. I've seen it all. I've been down, you know, earlier in the year we had a Minnesota Twins game where they were down five runs entering into the fifth inning and actually scored six runs, I believe, in the bottom of the fifth to win that game. I mean, there's been some wild, wild roller coaster rides, but we do really, really well in the first five innings. Our theory is betting on these games, take it and look at it as a vacuum. Match the pitchers and the batters up because that's who's going to be facing each other. Don't worry about bullpen matchups. Don't worry about if your closer's not available that night. You know, who hits lefties or righties late in the game. Take all that out of the equation. We've been zeroing in and drilling the first five innings of games. You know, not many meltdowns. You're not, you know, throwing your hat in the ring, because if your pitcher gets lit up in the second inning and gives up five runs, so be it. You lost the game anyway. It wasn't a sweat. You didn't take a bad beat. But just all of those closers coming in the game cold, putting the first two guys on base, you know, jack into the, you know, seats or into the gap. Next thing you lost it because the guy blew a cover. You're up 3-1 in the ninth. Don't lose those games anywhere. Take that out of the equation. Excuse me. No questions asked. But again, we've been rolling. So, not a better time to sign up before the break there, 30-day packages, one-day packages, whatever it is. We're certainly going to win money. You know we do preach every single year. June and July is the sweet spot in Major League Baseball, and that's what we love to capitalize and get after. A couple games a little bit interesting there tonight in Major League Baseball action. Again, we had another lean going into tonight, and that was with the nightcap there with Richardson versus King Felix. King Felix absolutely owns the Seattle Mariners. The only guy facing him from Los Angeles that would give me a little bit of leeriness would be Garrett Richards, and he is pitching tonight. He's had done very well pitching up at Safeco. It's not a matter of King Felix dominating at home. It's just looking on the flip side and saying, can Seattle score two or three runs so that King can just go out there and pitch and breathe easy? We won the last time King pitched against the L.A. Angels down in Los Angeles, and that was 1-0, and I believe the Mariners even lost that game overall, but he was sensational. They had one chance to score, and that was it, Seattle, and actually scored a run. Other than that, they had nothing going, and they tend to do that a little bit too much. So when Los Angeles's so-called ace is on the mound, I like to take a little bit of a backup there because you never know. I mean, Pujols, Trout is the only guy on that team that even hits him with any regularity over 300. Everybody else is low, but for some reason, again, I'm just a little bit scared off of this game, similar to the way that we were in this Houston-Cleveland game, so we backed off, didn't play it. But I will stay up, watch it, grade it, see exactly how it's going to turn out and how I think it would have turned out because I'm looking at, again, maybe like a 1-1, 2-1 type ball game, but I just don't have the overall lean on that game that says, you know what, I know for a fact the Seattle Mariners are going to be up 2-1 in this game. So we're just going to leave that one alone, not cap that one, and just sit back, relax, and watch that. Also, the Phillies and the Dodgers tonight, minus 300 again. I mean, Greinke should just mow this lineup down the same exact way Clayton Kershaw did. Severino Gonzalez is complete trash. The Phillies farm system is complete trash. The Phillies starting pitching staff outside of Cole Hamels is utter trash. Their lineup actually can score a little bit and has been hitting a little bit well since they did get rid of Chase Utley and just, you know, basically put him on the DL against his wishes. Cesar Hernandez has been very good. Ben Revere's hitting. Mikel Franco looks like he's going to be a really good player. You know, just sit Ryan Howard. Just sit him down as well. At least Darren Ruff will give you some good cuts up there. But Jeff Francoeur has actually been hitting a little bit better as well. And it looks like the Indians just got a nice double play ball there. They're heading into the bottom of the fifth, 1-0. Let's see if they can tie that up because, again, as I said, we did have a lean on the Indians. They haven't been doing too much so far, but let's see if they can squeeze one out. But back to the Phillies, they're just that garbage lineup. I mean, I don't know. Are you going to lay -1.5 and -140, whatever it is there? I mean, Cranky should mow them down, but they're not even capable games. Hey, I want to take Kershaw last night. Fantastic, -360. I mean, they're not even when the lines are up that high, you just, you know, throw it out the window. There's no point in it because those games, I mean, honestly, you might as well just take the dog in that game, throw about $50 down on it because if it's plus 300, that'll be a nice return on the investment if you just want action. But, I mean, I don't do that, and I don't think they're going to win, so I'm not going to put $50 down just to flip that coin, but I'm certainly not going to take the other way and take Zach Greinke and lay $300 just to win $100 or whatever, you know, lay $500 down, drop that game and lose $1,500 or whatever it is. I mean, that's just utterly ridiculous. So just leave that game alone. Move on to bigger and better things as well. But coming up over the weekend, I did want to touch on this, and it's very, very important. Over the years, learning in certain instances, certain advantages there, similar almost to a football game bye week coming up. It's hard to get a read on what team is playing for what at this point. Yes, everybody wants to win the division. You know, everybody's still looking to, you know, put their best foot forward. But coming into the All-Star break is a tricky, tricky cat. And what I mean by that is some guys are real excited to get to the All-Star game. Some guys are first time starters in the All-Star game, first time playing in the All-Star game. You know, the private jet is waiting out there. Sunday, it's going to be all 1 o'clock games. And, of course, it's probably still going to be that night game. I haven't looked that far ahead, but I assume that's still a night game there. But more importantly there is, let's just say if you're the Philadelphia Phillies, you think you're in dead last place. Papelbon is your only all-star player there, so maybe he's excited to go to the game. But what is everybody else doing on the Philadelphia Phillies come Sunday? Are they pouting? Are they saying, hey, you know what, Skip, I'm going to hang around, and we're going to take this real serious, and I'm going to take BP on Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and get ready for the game next Friday. They're not doing that, folks. These guys are millionaires. These guys are young. Where are they going? I'm going to the Dominican. I'm going to Las Vegas. I'm going to the islands. I'm going to Tokyo. I'm going to Siberia. I'm going to Iceland. They're going everywhere but a major league ballpark to work on their game. They're already checked out. They already have their plans ready. Their wife sent them the tickets. Their girlfriend sent them the tickets. Their six boys that they're meeting up with. Hey, man, hope your game gets over quick so we don't miss our flight at 6:45 on Sunday night from Philadelphia to Las Vegas or Philadelphia to Tahiti. Checked out. Hey, my bag is packed in my room. It's ready to go. I brought it to the stadium. Hopefully it doesn't rain today. Hopefully we can get through this game 1-2-3. I don't care if we won or lost. We're hitting Vegas and we're going to hit the town. We're hitting the Bahamas. We're hitting Paradise Island. We're going to St. Thomas. We are out of here. The hardest day to bet of the season for me is Major League Baseball Sunday, the day before the All-Star game, because these young cats have checked out. Sure, you got your ironclad teams and your starters out there and, you know, your real professional teams, but you never know where anybody's head is at because they're all getting out of town after the game, whether they're going to the All-Star game or whether they're going home, whether they're going for a long weekend, whether they're going to party their brains out Gronkowski style in Las Vegas. They can't wait to get out of here. Their bags are packed. It's almost as if they don't care, like it's a meaningless game. One of 162. It's in the middle of the summer. I don't care. Let's get out of here and enjoy it. Be leery on Sunday. The best thing you can possibly do is probably square away two games as a light favorite or underdog and just hope to go 50-50. And if you sweep, that's fantastic. But I've been burned more times than not on favorites on Sunday just because you don't know where the head of these players is at. It's best to even maybe even sit it out all together on Sunday. And if you take the flip side on that as well, again, Siberia, wherever the hell these players are going, they're also coming back from it. They're also getting drunk. They're also staying up late. They're partying hard. And the last thing on their mind is baseball. They're going to take a red-eye plane back on Wednesday night, and they're going to have a game on Thursday night just getting back. Oh, man, I'm out of shape. Boy, man, I tied one on the last three nights in a row. Boy, I'm sunburned. I can't do anything about this. And then they're going to ask them to play a game. So betting on Sunday and then next Thursday is a very, very tricky proposition. Tread lightly on those games. Maybe one game if you really think you have a good angle on that. You know, no games is acceptable as well. As I said again, we skipped on our games tonight. But keep in mind on Sunday and next Thursday, these guys' heads are not going to be in it. So tread lightly on those days until they get back into the fold. You're going to save a lot more money if you do it this way. Again, folks, live to fight another day because young millionaires balling out in Las Vegas for 4 days, the last thing they're ready to do is get back in the box and hit a 98-mile-an-hour fastball followed up by a 92-mile-an-hour slider. It's not going to happen, so just tread really, really lightly on that. Folks, got about 10 minutes left in the show. Going to take one quick break and get that fresh look at betting some games for tomorrow on Friday. So stick around, folks. We're going to be right back. It's Long Shots Radio, prime time Major League Baseball edition with your host, Andy Whiteside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable, NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football, it's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years and have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, primetime Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. And as I said, we laid off the Cleveland game, and for good reason. It's the sixth inning, so the first five innings is over. Cleveland lost 1-0 there. So once again, folks, again, if you have that intuition, you don't really love the game, you like it a little bit, lay off the game. Live to fight another day, man. We got some good games that are up on that docket tomorrow night. Still going to watch, as I said, the Seattle Mariners tonight. Had a slight lean on that game as well, but did not fire on it because I'm just not really comfortable with what I saw. But we already saved money tonight by not playing the Cleveland Indians, so it feels good. We were certainly justified in not just firing willy-nilly on a game, so that one worked out strangely in our favor there. Would have liked to seen it win just to say, you know, I had a hunch that game might win. If I had action on it, we would have played it and done well on that. But hey, wasn't meant to be. Didn't lose any money. No harm, no foul. We'll take a look at King Felix on the mound tonight versus Garrett Richards to see how that turns out. And Mike Trout and Pujols to see how they match up with the King tonight out there in Safeco Field in Seattle. Let's take a fresh look in these last couple minutes with the games tomorrow. St. Louis and Pittsburgh again. They're in a rain delay right now, so hopefully that game gets back underway and doesn't really throw that game off too much. Great pitching matchup tomorrow, folks. Lance Lynn, Garrett Cole on the mound. Both of these ERAs, both of these kids, similar type pitchers there. That's going to be a battle. If you're asking me right now, you're probably looking at St. Louis getting the plus 125 and just saying, you know what, that's a coin flip game, but we'll zero in on that game and certainly see what happens. Would be nice if the Pittsburgh Pirates can get Sterling Marte back in a little bit. You know, he's basically due to come back at any time. I'm not so sure that Pittsburgh would be actually better off just resting him for the All-Star game and not risking any more injuries to that oblique there. Next game we'll take a look at tomorrow, Cincinnati Reds at the Miami Marlins. I love that Cincinnati lineup there. Tomorrow it's Mike Leake, who got destroyed his last time out. It looks like Phelps is coming back, maybe making his Major League debut this year, and no line is posted on the board, so I'll certainly take a look at that game to see how Phelps has been doing in the minor leagues and see how he stacks up there. As you know, the Miami Marlins, you know, without Giancarlo Stanton, a couple injuries to that team, they're not really formidable. Tonight they are up 2-0. But getting a great pitching performance from, looks like, Jose Fernandez. So I'm going to watch some of those highlights and check in to see some of those numbers to see how my man Jose is pitching in that game. But obviously looks like he's doing very well. Arizona Diamondbacks at the New York Mets. Good matchup. Young pitcher Anderson versus Noah Syndergaard. I do like taking these young flamethrowers at home. If the Mets do put a good lineup out there, we'll certainly be looking at the Mets there maybe to take control of that game. You know, it's hard to bet against Paul Goldschmidt. I know it is, but sometimes these young cats, man, they can really get it going at home, get that home team behind them. Next game on the docket is the Atlanta Braves and the Colorado Rockies. And if you know me, if you've bought plays from me, or if I've, you know, saw me giving up free plays or making any comments, it's very, very rare that we take a game at Coors Field unless we have a stone ace on the mound. Now, Shelby Miller is a really good pitcher. I'm going to go back and see his numbers in Colorado, and I certainly lean towards Shelby Miller tomorrow because Hale is a trash can on the mound for the Colorado Rockies, but I'm going to go back and see a couple of those things, but it's very rare. Usually the only guys that I bet in there are the guys that are used to pitching in there. When the Dodgers roll through town and Kershaw's on the mound at maybe 150 or less, Same thing with Zankarinky, 150 or less. Those are the guys I like to lean on there because they've been there, done that, beat that team, know exactly what to expect from the high altitudes up there, and certainly know how to pitch in it. When these young cats get in there, they just don't know how to handle it sometimes. And that's still a formidable Rockies team in Colorado when they play. Outside of Colorado, they obviously don't hit as well, but that 1-8 for Colorado when they're healthy in that air can do a lot of damage. But Hale's not a very good pitcher. Shelby Miller is a good pitcher, so we're certainly going to pique our interest on the Atlanta Braves tomorrow. Looking at Milwaukee and the Los Angeles Dodgers, Nelson versus Bolsinger. I like Bolsinger. He's a good young, good guy, good pitcher, and certainly a good pitcher at home. You're getting them at a decent price. Dodgers minus 150 at home. Anything below that is some decent value to take a look at, but the Milwaukee Brewers have been clocking it around on offense, and I don't know if that's going to change. I think Bolsinger last time out, maybe Arizona Diamondbacks, got hit around a little bit. I can't remember exactly who that was against, but I'll certainly check in and take a look. Hamels Bumgarner tonight, 10:15 Eastern Standard Time. That's going to be a really good one. It looks like Cole Hamels is already getting plus 150 out of the gate, folks. That's going to send an alert and a bell signal that we might be on that run line first five plus like maybe 105 or 110 and take that half run. So you know I'm going to be on the lookout for that. Bumgarner's a great name, pitches really well. I think the Phillies might be able to get maybe a run or two off of maybe that 1-1 or 2-2 tie after five and pick up that run line. So that's definitely going to pique our interest. One of my favorite young pitchers is on the mound tomorrow. That's Lance McCullers and the Houston Astros going against Tampa and Erasmo Ramirez. Erasmo Ramirez, folks, remember a while ago there, he was with, obviously, Tampa Bay and also with Seattle. Kid couldn't win. I don't know if it was 15, 16, or 17 straight games he went without a win, but the kid has been ice cold, lights out the last half dozen starts or so. We won with him easily as a nice dog up in the Bronx. I believe that was either on – yep, I believe that was last Sunday. He had a really good game up there and picked up, I believe it was like a plus 115 or a plus 120 for us because he has really, really good numbers against the Yankees. But I like Houston. Houston's one of my favorite teams to play and bet. Same thing with the Tampa Bay Rays. So that's going to be an interesting game to take a look at. McCullers is a slight favorite at this point. Looking at Oakland and Cleveland, Graveman versus Salazar. Salazar is a good strikeout pitcher there, a little bit erratic. 10-5, though, in his team starts there, 7-4 for himself overall, going against Kendall Graveman. Graveman has settled down, struggled a little bit early on in the year, but looks like he's finally settled into his groove. Rivalry weekend up in Boston with the New York Yankees coming to town, Michael Pineda, Clay Buchholz. You see me all the time making fun of on Twitter Clay Buchholz, but he's really settled in as well. And Michael Pineda, also a very, very good strikeout pitcher. That's going to be a fun and interesting one to take a look at. And, hey, look at that right there. 1-1, Houston and Cleveland in the bottom of the sixth. Solo blast off over Holzer. Doesn't matter. First five is already over in that one. You would have taken the loss, but hey, hopefully they can get it going. Young cat Francisco Lindor actually blasted that one out of the park. Heading into the next game is Toronto and Kansas City, Estrada versus Duffy. Duffy's one of those pitchers that I'm never going to bet with him and only against him. Marco Estrada seems to be the king of the first four innings and getting into trouble in the fifth inning, so we'll take a look. Looks like they are a slight dog at plus 100 heading into that game tomorrow. Alert, alert, alert in this next game, folks. Detroit at Minnesota. Minnesota's pitcher is Irving Santana, 2.25 ERA. He's only pitched in one game so far. He's going against my man Verlander. And you know it might just be an auto bet. Hopefully those numbers for Minnesota crack out just to be decent because I will fade the hell out of Verlander tomorrow, just like I do typically almost every time he pitches. That's going to be one that we're going to have our eye on. Los Angeles Angels at the Seattle Mariners. Santiago versus Montgomery. Basically what I feel about that game at this point. Next game is Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Rivalry there. Rodon's on the moon versus Hendricks. I do like Rodon, but on the road might be a little bit in over his head, even though it's only cross town. Hendricks has been a decent home pitcher for the Cubs, so that is one that we're going to keep our eye on. Washington and Baltimore, Gonzalez versus Tillman. No lineup on that game yet. I don't like Tillman. That's a fact if you follow me on Twitter. Not really his biggest fan. 5.14 ERA. Team's 8-8, though, in its overall starts, which is kind of interesting. San Diego and Texas tomorrow, Despondia versus Wandy Rodriguez. Might be leaning a little bit toward Texas and that stuff. Despondia is a little bit of a weak, softer type pitcher. I mean, he does tend to get on some games and get on some runs. I get that, but he's used a little bit soft there, throwing that sloppy stuff, and Texans should be able to hit him fairly easily. Folks, it's been another fun show. Thursday night primetime edition. Hope you got a lot out of it. Remember this weekend, take it easy on the gas pedal betting games heading into the All-Star break. Save that money up. We're going to be crushing it over the second half of the season. We'll see you again on next Monday after the weekend with Long Shots Radio, Monday Major League Baseball Edition. Folks, have a great weekend. Hopefully you land on the right side as well. Take care.